At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 5 through 7 and Luke 6. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 5 through 7 and Luke 6 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is one of the most well-known and recognizable sermons in all of history. The truth it contains, however, is quite polarizing, calling people into a new way of life that runs counterintuitive to our sin nature. When Jesus taught his followers the ways of his Father's kingdom, he shared truths meant to guide them in repentance, obedience, and love for God and one another. Much of what Jesus shared in the Sermon on the Mount reinforced the reality that God's ways are not like those of the world. Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9. Life in God's kingdom runs opposed to the world's wisdom, but the God who created us knows how we can flourish in the world he made by seeking the Lord as our greatest treasure and submitting to his authority. Jesus declared that those who seek God's kingdom first will experience his loving provision, both in this lifetime and for all eternity. The way of the kingdom is not by means of earthly power, but by Christ-likeness. It's not by ruling over others, but by submitting to God's rule over our lives. Jesus declared that our faith is meant to impact every detail of our lives, from surrendering our will to his, Matthew 6:10, taking our worries to him, Matthew 6:25, and building our lives on the foundations of his word, Matthew 7:24-27. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke to people who knew what it was like to be hungry, dismissed, and oppressed. While the scribes and Pharisees hoped to achieve righteousness by rigorously obeying the law, Jesus explained that he came to earth to fulfill the law, to make the way for his followers to be counted as righteous by faith in him alone. Through faith, we receive new hearts that help us obey our Father. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to save us from sin and teach us what it looks like to live as part of your kingdom. Help us to treat others in ways that reflect your grace. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, let's talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question so you can talk together. You can also refer back to the email for the full list of questions as well as the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. Is worry a sin? 2. What does it mean to build our house on the rock? 3. How can we show Jesus' love to our enemies? Our key passage for this unit is Matthew 5, verse 16. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Matthew 5, verse 16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore John the Baptist in prison, Matthew 11 and 14, Mark 6, and Luke 3 and 7.